Beyond the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy!
Good
Merry
morning.
Christmas!
Yes!
Got any records?
Got some records, yep. Do you want to go jump straight into the records?
I think so, yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, first one here.
Passes across.
Now, we've been doing the label Coal Mine since this year, actually.
It's good name for it, huh? Coal Mine.
And, which is run by the Coal Brothers out of Chicago. And usually they do soul music, some really great compilations of current soul music, new things. They've done some great compilations. There's a new Orgone one, which is great. But this one you've got in your hand now is not a soul music release
this
from Coal Mine.
J.R. Thompson, the Volcanoes, Volcano Reggae and Rock Steady. On the back, as well as the track listing, there's a note from J.R. Thomas.
Okay, what does he say?
And it reads this. What does J.R. Thomas' voice sound like, you think?
Well, I do know what it sounds like.
Has it got an accent?
a Californian accent.
Okay,
yes.
I wanted to write an album that put forth the healing effect music has on us. I feel there's a spiritual experience and a connection that happens when our minds are captivated by the joy of song. The writing and recording of Rockstone was very much a connected, creative, and spiritual moment in our lives. It was a collaboration of friends gathering in one room in Los Angeles, capturing sonic reactions and emotions over the course of a few days before we all went back to our lives to learn from what we'd accomplished.
Which is a funny thing to say, isn't it?
We went back to our lives, just hammered it out a couple of days, and went back to our lives, taking it on board. It's a learning experience.
I think they've done one album before, called Beware, on a different label. This one here, captured in full spectrum, glorious mono.
Los Angeles reggae.
Yeah. Well, Los Angeles rock steady in the case of this tune.
Rock steady!
Rock steady.
Rock steady.
Is this what you thought it would sound like?
I don't know what it's going to sound like. Definitely has a different thing to it, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a take on that that I've not heard before. How old is this band?
I think they've only been around the last 5 or 6 years.
The album cover, they're trying to make it look like it's a real old, classic sort of...
All Coal Mine has this sort of artwork and like a heavy stock sleeve and gatefold and everything. I think this is pretty good.
Yeah. Very pleasant.
You like the strings?
It's got that, you know, when sort of, you know, when Ween do like go down a reggae angle, this sort of, you know, with that slow and.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, sort of like, yeah, maybe, yeah. Although I wonder if I would have picked that if I hadn't already known that it was out of Los Angeles recently.
No,
probably not. I'm probably just developing that in my mind. I'm creating it in my mind. A simulation, if you will.
Usually I'm quite fussy when it comes to a reggae that doesn't stem from Jamaica in the 1960s.
God forbid it's unsteady rock as well, you know.
Remember the Frighteners a couple of years ago?
No,
I think they were on Daptone and they had a similar sort of rock steady sound. And in fact, Lord Echo was in them, I think.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Frighteners. But that's what this first put me in mind of. Oh, JR might actually be Junior Thomas looking at him now. He's probably Junior Thomas.
Junior Thomas and the Volcanoes.
Yeah.
Of course, here in Auckland City, we have a affinity to the Volcanoes, being the only city built on a volcanic plateau in the world.
How many volcanoes are there?
I think something like 47, maybe 57, 67.
And how many of those are actually extinct?
Not many.
No.
Many are dormant.
All are dormant.
Most of them are extinct. No, there's a couple of us. Most of them are dormant, eh?
Yeah, I think all of them are dormant. Rangitoto is dormant.
No.
Is that extinct? No.
I think so.
Really?
I think it is, isn't it?
Send in your thoughts, listeners, as we press on with music. That's Junior Thomas and the Volcanoes. Then we'll go for Junior. Should we say Junior?
Let's go for Junior. Rockstone is the name of the album on the tremendous Coal Mine label, which we do here.
It's good heavy vinyl, that good packaging.
Yep. You need to check out some of the other Coal Mine things. Maybe I'll bring some in next year.
Yes, please do.
Now, also out of California is, we've talked about this label before, Superior Viaduct, which is connected to this
Stranded
record store.
Stranded Records. Yeah.
Now, Superior Viaduct have been putting out a lot of great stuff from, I think, the last 4 or 5 years. They've started a sub-label, which is called Antarctica Starts Here.
What are they going on about, these people? Superior Viaduct.
Well, I think Antarctica Starts Here is a John Cale song, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. So anyway, they've started the sub-label. The first 5 releases.
Don't start going on about flat earthing.
No.
The ice wall and all that kind
of
thing.
No, no.
All right.
I do like the word Antarctica quite a lot.
Me too. Solid.
Might be one of my top 10 favourite words.
It's what it says on the tin, eh?
Antarctica, yeah. Anyway, their first 5 release. I don't know exactly why it's a sub-label, because Superior Viaduct deal in reissuing stuff. And so does Antarctica Starts Here.
Well, now you've got me worried about it.
But anyways, the first 5 releases, Jackson C. Frank, you know, Blues Run the Game, that guy.
Yeah.
There is
Blues Run the Game.
Curtis Live, the double Curtis Live album, Curtis Mayfield. Was it an Abyssinians or Ethiopians? Anyway, but also 2 albums from Mr. Lee Scratch Perry.
Upsetter.
Up the Upsetter again.
Here he is, Scratch the Upsetter again. Look at him upsetting.
Yeah.
And a pair of, Candlewick green.
Very cool.
Pants there, black polo neck, gold necklace there, a bit of bling jewelry. Bright, almost turquoise green Candlewick bedspread pants there, and a cowbell and a smile that says, "My name is Lee Scratch Perry and I've got something for you."
And what has he got for you? What is he doing on that cover?
Side one's got bad tooth.
Yep.
Track number 2, the dentist. Outer space, one punch, will you still love me, and take one. Number 2, side 2, Soul Walk, I want to thank you. Mule Train, Touch of Fire, She's Gone Again, and The Result. Produced by Lee Scratch Perry. Created 1970.
Yeah.
Sweet mother of God. The Upsetter again.
So this is Upsetter circa 1970. This particular record, in fact, before we got this reissue of it, I think I managed to source another one that Dubhead came in and bought merely 10 days ago.
Ooh.
The little bloody scamp, eh?
Yep.
Who would have thought? It's good to see him getting into that sort of music.
Yeah, he's come to reggae late in life, but there you go.
Oh, he's another addict, so another bloody music addict.
So we know this from the Trojan label, but the main thing that I've always liked about this record is the tune we're going to play. It's one of the 2 not instrumentals on it. And I'll tell you straight off, it's a cover of the Shirelles, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Tonight you're
mine, completely. Such a good song.
Yeah, with Dave Barker singing. You give your love so sweetly.
So tell me now. Mono? Is it Mono?
It's Mono. This one didn't appear on the Dave Barker and the Upsetters album, Prisoner of Love, which I think we talked about earlier in the year.
We did. Why not?
Why leave a gem like this off? Oh, holding
you
it
play
for
this. You played this at the wedding, wouldn't you?
I should have, if I'd had it in time.
Oh, he's loving singing that, isn't he? Wow.
So I think this is before David Ansel Collins' Double Barrel, when he was still a soul singer like this. What a great singer.
Love the boop, 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 boop.
still dabbing on the keys there, you know.
And you know who we don't want with this instrument?
Here he comes.
He's not really good.
Others are coming, conk, conk, conk on the cowbell. Upsetter. Some of my favourite tunes, Upsetter. I've got rubs in my socks and jews in my shoes. Oh, that's one. That's quite wonderful. I quite like that. If I'm ever going to, like I say, I've told you before, Troy, if I'm ever going to go reggae, it's going to be early reggae.
Yeah. That's the stuff that talks to me.
You can almost feel the heat. You know, you can almost feel how humid it is. Everyone can't really be asked, but because it's music, they're all there and they love it, you know?
Listen to this guitar. Is he going to do it again?
There's a little sort of fiddle in the background.
I missed the guitar bit where he comes in and goes ka-chang, chang.
Ka-chang. Hey, speaking of ka-chang, Friday night, a lot of lightning. Did you see it?
I did.
A lot of thunder. Yeah, me too. I love it. It's actually one of the greatest days of the year.
Electrical storm.
Yeah.
See, I'm a big fan of
the one that ripped up all the trees. Was that this year?
No. Oh, it was.
It was
actually
the beginning of the year.
That was a bummer.
No, that was awesome.
No, I felt sorry for those trees, man.
But I mean, the thing is, they're trees and they're going to go. They obviously went, you know what? I'm committed to sticking through everything, but not this. That's me, I'm out.
Yeah, you could be right.
Yeah. Trees, that's interesting. A lot of trees in that street. Anyway, but I say that because Friday night, big night in the town.
It was. Last Friday night.
Yeah, I'm just talking about this next song we're about to play.
Well, with this next... Oh, shit. Should we talk about the books first?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's talk about the books first.
Before we talk about Big Friday night, let's talk about... I've just been informed, and Troy's just passed me over some information here pertaining to what essentially is a carrot at the end of a stick, isn't it, Troy?
It is.
It's bait in the bait catcher. It's Burley in the Ocean saying, come to our store. Not only do we have fine, fine records and CDs, maybe a little tape, but any tapes?
Two tapes.
but all that sort of stuff for the music aficionado. But we've also got books. And I love music books. I love books about the music industry, about musicians, and about people that write songs. And
how much do you want to pay for a brand new music book?
I don't want to pay anything. But if I'm going to pay something, I don't know. Sometimes you can pay nigh up on $50 for a good music book.
All right. Well, is that what you want to pay?
No, not really. I mean, I prefer to pay less.
How would you like to pay $9.95?
$9.95 for the listeners, a special... I'd love that. Is that how much these are?
Yeah, all of those are $9.95.
Shut up, man. I've got some of these and paid $9.95 for them. What are you talking about?
Which ones you got?
I got the Iggy Pop one. I think I've got the... what's the other one I saw up there? The Tony Iommi one. Johnny Cash, I think. Not that Johnny Cash one, different Johnny Cash one. But there's a Prince. Okay, so you've got the Bernard Sumner book, you've got the Prince book, you've got the Alan McGee Creation Records book, Beck, Bruce Springsteen book, Nick Cave's Lyrics, Telling Stories by Tim Burgess, Peaches, The Strangler's Story, The New Face of Jazz, which is... You've written little notes here for me.
Yep.
With Ford by Sonny Rollins. You've got Iggy Pop himself. You've got two Stooges books, one Stooges book there. The Rise and the Rise of... What's that there?
The Fall.
You've got the Kinks book there. You've got, Tony Iommi. You've got the Pixies story there. You've got another Nick Cave book. And you've got the Joy Division, Unknown Pleasures by Peter Hook. And the Bernard Sumner chapter and verse. So and that's just a smattering of them, isn't it?
Yeah, that was all I could fit in the photo.
What's Can't Stop, Won't Stop? Was it Young?
That's this one here. Can't Stop, Won't Stop. It's the early hip-hop book. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's a really good book.
Look at that, $9.95 you say?
Yep.
Deal.
So speaking of early hip-hop, last Friday night in Auckland, I wasn't there because I was at a wedding. Strangely enough, the people who were getting married were born in the year that this record came out.
Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. Tess, you love the Wu-Tang Clan.
Hold up, 2 for 5's over here, baby. Word up, 2 for 5, some niggas got garbage down.
Limited edition yellow coloured vinyl. Did this come out for the tour or is this come out worldwide?
I don't know why it came out, but we had some shaped picture discs and other stuff, but they went on the shelf yesterday and they all got bought. So what we're left with is Into the Wu-Tang. Or the new Ghostface album, Lost Tape, we got that too.
So what about, whether you watch the project or not, my friend Kano on the project, who I interviewed RZA the other day.
Oh, really?
He said something like, crank, cash rolls everything around me, and she said, cream was the money, dollar bills, y'all, to RZA. Although that's pretty cool.
That is pretty good.
Big fan. with big songs like Protect Your Neck, and this one here, Cream, Wu-Tang, Ain't Nothing to Fuck With. Just play that up with Charming. So, I mean, this is an essential album, isn't it?
It is.
And has it been available on vinyl recently or not?
We always have it in. We sell it probably weekly, but I was shocked when it came in on this yellow vinyl. I was like, what?
Yellow?
Because it's the same catalog number, it's the same price and everything, and we opened the box, it's like, oh, it's on yellow.
Yeah, why not?
The Wu-Tang W yellow.
It's here, so it just straight drops into the head nod. Yeah, it is.
So this is 25 years old, this record.
Wow. They're 25 years old. Hey, that's crazy. Yeah.
In fact, so was I think.
Shut up.
So were you, probably.
How many of those you got in there? How many of those you got there?
There's a couple more up there.
All right. So that's Wu-Tang Clan into the was it into the 36 chambers?
Into the Wu-Tang brackets 36 chambers.
I don't know. I've never followed up with the 36 chambers. I mean, can someone inform me on that?
I don't know.
That's a dungeon.
I just want to say R.I.P. ODB.
Little baby Jesus. That's his birthday. Hey, Troy, thank you for coming in. Thank you for a great year from the crate, man. I've really, really enjoyed this part of the show.
I've enjoyed it too. Thank you.
And I look forward to next year discovering more wonderful music that you've got on sale up there. And have a great Christmas, my friend.
I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
Mikey Havoc Breakfast. With coffee on the boil, thanks to Carajo's Coffee Co.
95BFM presents Conan Moccasin, an exclusive screening of his absurdist drama, Boston and Dobson, and music from the acclaimed Jazz Busters and Conan Moccasin.
I could have stitched in time.
After a string of sold-out international shows, this surreal multimedia experience in Auckland's sumptuous Civic Theatre is an event not to be missed. Conan Moccasin, Boston and Dobson, and Jazz Busters Live, March 29th at the Civic Theatre. Tickets on sale Thursday from Ticketmaster.
Whether you're a fresh-faced young vinyl ingenue or one of those old guys with the hat and the special bag, Southbound Records has something for you this Christmas. New Zealand's largest range of new vinyl, a great curated second-hand section, gift vouchers, and all the brushes, cleaners, sleeves and crates you could ask for. Southbound Records. Give the gift of vinyl this Christmas. 132 Simon Street, in store and online.
Traffic on the Western Motorway is it's pretty rough actually. Southbound this evening. Wow, really? Okay, avoid that one. Tristram Ave? No. Okay, well, traffic is maybe sit this one out, hey?
The 95BFM traffic report every weekday on Breakfast and Drive, reminding you why it's better just to take the bus. The 95BFM traffic report, thanks to Skybus Airport Express. Book online and save. Skybus.co.nz. BFM News Headlines.
Million crimes.
Sorry, I just was dancing around then, doing some cool dancing and looking cool, and I forgot to push your thing up, so hi, good morning.
That's okay, good morning. New Zealand's first crime and victim survey suggests 2 million crimes were committed last year, and not all of them were reported to police. The policing of building safety systems is being cut back nationwide, despite many councils doing a poor job of auditing the warrants of fitnesses given to buildings. The government has announced an increase to the minimum wage, and the bodies of 6 first seals have been found decapitated in a popular bay on New Zealand in the South Island. These stories in full at 10.
Jesus.
That will still be a popular bay after that, but yeah. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Yuck.
No problem.
Thank you. Righto, Lachlan.
Yeah.
Your time to shine.
Certainly is. It's time.
What's on the wire at midday, my friend?
Well, it's our final wire for the year, and my final wire is as host.
All acquaintance.
I know. Yeah, bless it's a sad rest, time.
Rest
you know, all things not, like, go on.
Oh, have your own show at 4 o'clock, man. Why don't you just go and just come do that then? Denim hat.
Goodness.
Jesus Christ, let me fish it.
So we've got a best of. We've got...
Best of the Wire.
The Best of the Wire. And I think it's been a pretty good year. Pretty choice year. Wouldn't you say, Tess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choice.
T Tess would agree.
That's pretty choice.
But we've also got a new piece or two. Oscar is talking about Thompson and Clark.
I
can't help but think of Thompson and Thompson from Tintin.
Yeah.
I imagine you'd have an affinity with Tintin.
I used to love it when I was a kid.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, Richly Buddy Funny.
who doesn't? I think maybe that's probably part of the reason that they do so well, that company.
Well, yeah.
Because probably subconsciously people think, there's a reputable company. You seem to remember them being reputable. And that
Thompson there.
What have they done, actually? They spied on people.
They got paid $600,000 to keep an eye on four different individual taggers in Auckland over the last 10 years.
Good
they've
Lord.
$600,000.
They've been doing a few potentially suspect practices when observing or surveilling issue motivated groups, i.e. activists,
right. Also and people in meetings with Christchurch
earthquake sufferers. It just seems to go into not every single 131 government bodies were
kind really
of were included in the inquiry. Not all of those were found to have breaches of code of conduct, but the fact that they had to investigate 131 different
bodies. I hadn't heard of them until all this happened.
Yeah, the Labour government, Helen Clark's administration, actually advised
not Auntie Helen.
Advised not bloody, to use them, after their usage of them.
Yeah.
Well, bloody typical. No, honestly, bloody Auntie Helen. You know, I know.
Yeah, but fair enough too. I mean, these are people suffer the. If you go back, to the Timberlands.
Sure.
Come on, you two. That's enough now.
So what's Ben talking about?
Ben, I don't know, he's not messaged me yet. I assume we've got a new This Day in History, maybe he'll do it on. I just don't know. The lengths that boy will go to do nothing will shock me sometimes.
Hey. Even on this final best of.
Yeah. It's going to be a great roundup. I've got an exclusive little clip no one's heard of a bit of banter with Andrew Little.
Banter.
I'm sure we're all excited about.
It's pretty hot banter. Not quite fresh.
I was
off the press,
pretty excited when I found it because I thought I lost it, but I found it.
Yeah.
That's all coming up at 12.
Even I'm excited
Lachlan.
To hear that.
Your host for the final time. So, you know, text in a few minutes.
Yeah. Text your memorials into Lachlan leaving the Thursday Wire, and I'll read them out in a somber voice.
Maybe a bit of backing music.
We're going to have lots of Kate Bush.
We're going to have, maybe a 10.5 minute extended running up that hill. Who knows?
Oh, really? Are you Kate Bush?
Bloody froth Kate Bush.
I reckon. we get, Ben doing Kate Bush karaoke as
well. Yeah, we'll get Ben on Wuthering Heights. I love Kate Bush. What about you, Mike?
I like Kate Bush. I just heard somebody. I opened for Faithless a couple of weeks ago, and Sister Bliss from Faithless was talking about how much she absolutely adored seeing Kate Bush and Kate Bush's son performing live recently.
Oh,
I'm very sad. I missed that Faithless gig, to be honest.
Yeah, it was chocker. It's good.
Yeah, but tune in at 12.
So, you guys have a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. And a Happy New Year.
Stay safe. Stay alive, team.
Okay, thanks, man. That's what comes to your head first? Sure, no problem. Okay, yeah.
Marx could not have said it better. As people adopted the Marxist diagnosis, they changed their behavior accordingly. Capitalists in countries such as Britain and France strove to better the lot of the workers, strengthen their national consciousness, and integrate them into the political system. Consequently, when workers began voting in elections and labor gained power in one country after another, the capitalists could still sleep soundly in their beds. As a result, Marx's predictions came to naught. Communist revolutions never engulfed the leading industrial powers such as Britain, France, and the USA, and the dictatorship of the proletariat was consigned to the dustbin of history. This is the paradox of historical knowledge. Knowledge that does not change behavior is useless. But knowledge that changes behavior quickly loses its relevance. The more data we have and the better we understand history, the faster history alters its course, and the faster our knowledge becomes outdated. Centuries ago, human knowledge increased slowly, so politics and economics changed at a leisurely pace too. Today, our knowledge is increasing at breakneck speed, and theoretically we should understand the world better and better. But the very opposite is happening. Our newfound knowledge leads to faster economic, social, and political changes. In an attempt to understand what is happening, we accelerate the accumulation of knowledge, which leads only to faster and greater upheavals. Consequently, we are less and less able to make sense of the present or forecast the future. In 1016, it was relatively easy to predict how Europe would look in 1050. Sure, dynasties might fall, unknown raiders might invade, and natural disasters might strike. Yet it was clear that in 1050, Europe would still be ruled by kings and priests, that it would be an agricultural society, that most of its inhabitants would be peasants, and that it would continue to suffer greatly from famines, plagues, and wars. In contrast, in 2016, we have no idea how Europe will look in 2050. We cannot say what kind of political system it will have, how its job market will be structured, or even what kind of bodies its inhabitants will possess. A brief history of lawns. If history doesn't follow any stable rules, and if we cannot predict its future course, why study it? It often seems that the chief aim of science is to predict the future. Meteorologists are expected to forecast whether tomorrow will bring rain or sunshine. Economists should know whether devaluing the currency will avert or precipitate an economic crisis. Good doctors foresee whether chemotherapy or radiation therapy will be more successful in curing lung cancer. Similarly, historians are asked to examine the actions of our ancestors so that we can repeat their wise decisions and avoid their mistakes. But it almost never works like that, because the present is just too different from the past. It is a waste of time to study Hannibal's tactics in the Second Punic War so as to copy them in the Third World War. What worked well in cavalry battles will not necessarily be of much benefit in cyber warfare. Science is not just about predicting the future, though. Scholars in all fields often seek to broaden our horizons, thereby opening before us new and unknown futures. This is especially true of history. Though historians occasionally try their hand at prophecy, without notable success, the study of history aims above all to make us aware of possibilities we don't normally consider. Historians study the past not in order to repeat it, but in order to be liberated from it. Each and every one of us has been born into a given historical reality, ruled by particular norms and values, and managed by a unique economic and political system. We take this reality for granted, thinking it is natural, inevitable, and immutable. We forget that our world was created by an accidental chain of events, and that history shaped not only our technology, politics, and society, but also our thoughts, fears, and dreams. The cold hand of the past emerges from the grave of our ancestors, grips us by the neck, and directs our gaze towards a single future. We have felt that grip from the moment we were born, so we assume that it is a natural and inescapable part of who we are. Therefore, we seldom try to shake ourselves free and envision alternative futures. Studying history aims to loosen the grip of the past. It enables us to turn our head this way and that, and begin to notice possibilities that our ancestors could not imagine, or didn't want us to imagine. By observing the accidental chain of events that led us here, we realize how our very thoughts and dreams took shape, and we can begin to think and dream differently. Studying history will not tell us what to choose, but at least it gives us more options. Movements seeking to change the world often begin by rewriting history, thereby enabling people to reimagine the future. Whether you want workers to go on a general strike, women to take possession of their bodies, or oppressed minorities to demand political rights, the first step is to retell their history. The new history will explain that our present situation is neither natural nor eternal. Things were different once. Only a string of chance events created the unjust world we know today. If we act wisely, we can change that world and create a much better one. This is why Marxists recount the history of capitalism, why feminists study the formation of patriarchal societies, and why African Americans commemorate the horrors of the slave trade. They aim not to perpetuate the past, but rather to be liberated from it. What's true of grand social revolutions is equally true at the micro level of everyday life. A young couple building a new home for themselves may ask the architect for a nice lawn in the front yard. Why a lawn? Because lawns are beautiful, the couple might explain. But why do they think so? It has a history behind it. Stone Age hunter-gatherers did not cultivate grass at the entrance to their caves. No green meadow welcomed the visitors to the Athenian Acropolis, the Roman capital, the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, or the Forbidden City in Beijing. The idea of nurturing a lawn at the entrance to private residences and public buildings was born in the castles of French and English aristocrats in the late Middle Ages. In the early modern age, this habit struck deep roots and became the trademark of nobility.
Now, look, what an ideal. If you haven't bought somebody something for Christmas and you're thinking about it, go buy them that book. That's Homo Deus, or the or its predecessor, Sapiens, which we played also on BFM Breakfast. I cannot recommend them more highly.
I bought someone that for Christmas.
Oh,
I should have just Sapiens, said that on air. What if they're listening? Homo Deus.
Oh, yeah,
what if
got
listening?
Any tests?
Oh,
they won't be listening.
So
no one listens. No one's listening.
95 BFM presents your annual Hogmanay celebration. Your once a year Auld Lang Syne Knees Up Gunslinger's Ball.
Got a thousand miles to go.
New Year's Eve at Whammy Bar and Wine Cellar, featuring Bernie Griffin and the Thin Men, Swampland, Dirty Murder, Railway Pie, the Kendall Elise Band, Show Me Where It Hurts, The Lowest Fidelity, and Louis Jarlov and the Lonesome. Dance your blues away at the Gunslinger's Ball New Year's Eve, Whammy and Wine Cellar. Get your tickets now from Under the Radar.
Say goodbye to environmentally unfriendly, unrecyclable espresso pods and say hello to sustainable coffee with Carajo's Coffee Co. Biopods. Made from plant-based plastics, Carajo's Biopods are 100% compostable, 30% cheaper, and fully Nespresso machine compatible. They're delicious from the first sip to the last and available at your local supermarket. Biopods from Carajo's Coffee Co. Coffee with a conscience. Go to carajos.co.nz.
Come on now, partner. Soothe an old man's soul with some of that good old down homey music.
Well, I ain't no Gene Autry, but... wake me up inside, can't wake up, wake me up.
God's blood, son, cease! Damn it, Pappy. Never stray from Border Radio, you know that. Damn!
Border Radio, with your alternating hosts, Bernie Griffin and Deputy Paul.
Now, baby, please don't go back in New Orleans, you know I love you so.
She's a devil.
Border Radio, just authentic American country and blues. Sundays, 7 to 9 p.m., only on 95 BFM.
Silence, et si on s'en jaille.
Salopette colembate yaka toke.
Après le travaillement, bien sûr. Adieu les ennuis du passé, célébrons l'avenir ensemble. Maintenant, place à l'enjaillement. Baninga, Tolanda, Talakuna, Ezopela, Baninga et Tobinako, Bangokuna, Bazolanda.
That's Pierre Quendez, Duck Saga, and that's new on BFM. It's 9 minutes to 10 o'clock. By this stage tomorrow, Tess, we will have given away the Super Summer Sort of prize pack, and I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know how to deal with that, you know? Mm. I mean, it's exciting news.
It's just exciting. It's great.
What a way to finish the year for us and celebrate your birthday by giving someone all those presents.
I'm happy to do that. That sounds great.
It's Tessa's birthday tomorrow. We'll be back with a final call after this new song by Princess Nokia.
Get a punishment. Walking around like zombies. the juice in the face. Walking around with your hair cut off, but I know my place. See, I know your secrets. Which ones will I tell? Tried to hold me in the cage. I'm bound to expel. I've got space and time on my mind. I've got bigger things to do. I've got voices in my head. They're exploding with the truth.
There we have it. That's Anomaly. Do you want to tell the story behind that? Because I said it was a new song from Princess Nokia, but Tess, fill us in.
It's a new song, but it's an old song too. It's Njold. It's from her first album, but her first album was re-released. And then there were some bonus tracks, and that was one of them. But that's a weird thing, isn't it? Because it's like your music changes, and then you release something that's like your old stuff. Which is cool.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Time now to say goodbye to you, listeners, on this, what's been a very bountiful Thursday, 20th of December, 2018. I wish you well out there today, whether you're kicking back and starting to calm down for the end of the year, and looking forward to the break and just the warmth and the niceness of the Christmas and stuff. Perhaps maybe you're hiding from the wet. Perhaps maybe you've got something else planned. Perhaps maybe you're out shopping. Perhaps maybe you've decided you're going to do Hard Out Sylvia Park from now till 10 tonight.
Oh,
yeah!
What?
17 coffees.
Okay.
12 Ritalin and get into Sylvia Park.
Okay.
You can do it.
No,
you can do it.
This is not advice.
Lime scooter all the way
this
to Sylvia Park.
Advice.
Lime scooter down the motorway to Sylvia Park on the Ritalin and just stay there till midnight when it closes.
This is terrible advice. Do not do this, listeners.
It's not advice.
Do not do it.
It's just what some people are going to do.
No one's going to do that.
I don't know.
That's a ridiculous.
I think Mikey's going to play for today.
Is that what you're going to do today?
Yeah, well, I'm never, ever, ever going to go to Sylvia Park again. I went the other day and it was. And
It's very anxiety provoking.
I have never felt like a shopping centre had it over on me, and it was just owning
nice.
Me
it's
like
unpleasant.
I was just like a
anyhow, let's not go down that track because okay. it's a bit grim.
Whereas I'm master of my domain in this at this radio station on this radio show, so I shall say goodbye to you and thank you, listeners, for a wonderful wonderful morning.
It's an early start tomorrow.
Early start tomorrow because we've got a big show. We've got big prizes. We're going to empty all the prizes out of the station on top of one BFM listener. And we're going to have a great pleasure doing that tomorrow. It's your birthday tomorrow, Tess, too, by the way.
Happy birthday.
You'll be a year
to
older.
Happy birthday to you.
And
25.
And thank you to all the people who contributed to the show this morning. Nice to have you all along. Thank you, to Kirsten, for coming a day early, of course, for Travelling Tunes. And thank you for listening. Thank you, Walkon. And thank you, Tess, for producing. I've done all my thank yous. I've exchanged my pleasantries.
And also thank you to Matt.
To Matt?
Yeah.
Now, is this the Matt that won the other day? It's a different Matt.
We've got lots of Matts.
Tell you what, we'll send to Matt.
Who enter contest. This is a Matt who entered a song.
Matt obviously knows his music. Good day, everybody. See you tomorrow for Friday, last breakfast show of the year. Be kind, be nice. Have a cuddle. Thank you, Walkon. Chemical Brothers, Loops of Fury. Loop, there it is.